lack of field goal attempts in the preseason games. I'm sure that's part of it. And, you know, I had a good year last year. So, you know, all of it, all of that plays.
You were here, obviously, both of you guys, at the start of the camp, talked about what the competition would be like. Did you feel like, did he push you the way you thought he would?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've been looking at other kickers that are not 35, and some that are, and we're watching their kickoffs, we're watching their hang times, we're watching their distances, and even where I was last year. And everything I did kickoff-wise went up with him here. So absolutely there's a positive benefit for me, and there was positive benefit for him as far as just learning. And it's never fun. He was upset, and it just very easily could have been the other way. And, you know, got to be thankful for the job, thankful for the Giants and their trust in me, and I just have to continue to do the best that I've been doing, and continue to deliver.
Josh, not that you needed a confidence boost, but to beat a young gun, so to speak, who clearly was a challenge, a real challenge, has to make you feel very good about where you stand in this game right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, he's one of those guys, he's going to be a lifer. He's going to be a 10-year guy, easily. He's got that kind of talent, and he's got that kind of head on his shoulders. So, yeah, it does make me feel good to be 12 years in and to be able to continue to produce consistently on a daily basis. And, you know, he's going to latch on somewhere, and he's gonna sink his feet in, and he'll be good.
How unique is that scenario? Because you had talked about, you know, this is my job, this is my kids, my family, but everyone's competing for a job, but you're right next to him every day. You're off to the side with him every day, and, you know, you're there when he, you know, gets let go. I mean, that's got to be such a unique scenario in the NFL.
It is. It is. I mean, because you build a relationship as much as you may not even want to. It is a bit awkward. But at the same time, I told my wife, I go, he reminds me so much of me, I cannot pick on this kid. Because if I get him angry, he's going to get that much better. So I became friends with him. You know, I knew what he needed on the field. I could see what he was doing. And if he wanted my advice, I gave it to him. And I was very honest with him and up front. And I openly talked about the fact that somebody was going to lose their job. Because it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And you have to determine what you want. And if you want to be the Giants kicker, you got to come out here and be the Giants kicker. And that's what I kept telling myself. This is my job. It's mine. And he's going to have to take it from me. And powers that be, I win. So I'm still a Giants kicker. So I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing. I'm going to continue to work hard and continue to deliver so that they feel as if they're always in the right with me.
He's going to end up someplace, though?
No doubt. No doubt. I would give it 48 hours.